Well, thanks for joining me today. Let's pray. We will pray the chaplet of divine mercy. And what a day. I don't know how your Divine Mercy Sunday was. Mine was just extraordinary. I love that day so much. I had a busy weekend. That Saturday I had to be in Wausau, Wisconsin. I spoke a little bit on Divine Mercy, and in particular the Feast of Mercy. And the next day, my wife and I, we went to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, and that's where we celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday. Able to go to confession, able to spend time in deep prayer, and then ultimately receive the Lord and receive that extraordinary grace, that extraordinary promise that comes on Divine Mercy Sunday. I could just feel the grace. I want you to know I prayed for you at the shrine. I mean, that's a day. I probably pray more on Divine Mercy Sunday than I pray any other day of the year. And I prayed for your intentions. I consider you to be family here, my spiritual family. I know you pray for me. And you're lifted up in every chaplet I pray, every rosary I pray, every time I talk with the Lord. I remember you. So often your intentions haunt me. I remember them deeply, and I think of the heavy crosses that you're asked to carry. But I'm asking God for mercy for you, and we'll do that together coming up here. So Sunday we did that, and then, of course, Father Rocky and I hosted the Divine Mercy Chaplet live from the Chapel of the Nativity, and it was just it was a wonderful day. So I hope your day was equally grace-filled, okay? If you have not gotten a confession yet, please do that, and please join me. I'll give you the number here. You might be new to the chaplet. It's 888-914-9149. And I'm going to ask you in the days ahead to evangelize, to tell one other person about the chaplet, okay? Just get them plugged in and say, hey, you got to pray in the afternoon. I bumped into somebody who said that. They were told, hey, you got to tune into this chaplet at 3 o'clock. Young guy, and now he's hooked. You know, and now he's introducing others to it. And that's how it works. We have this beautiful ripple effect of introducing people to the beauty and the power of this prayer, to God's great mercy. I want to pray for a couple intentions. I was reading through the emails over the weekend, and some of these are, you know, pretty tough. This person says, "Could you please pray for a miracle for Megan?" I'll leave her last name out of this. She's a survivor of human trafficking. She's now in hospice waiting for her final hours. She deserves to live and enjoy life that she was robbed of. Praying for God's grace, a healing and strength and hope. Another person says, hey, I'm asking for my 7-year-old niece, Addie. She's currently sick in critical care unit, children's hospital, severe dehydration and other symptoms. Could you pray for a speedy recovery when the doctors can diagnose her condition? Another person says to me as well, or they wrote to all of us here, could you pray for a 10-year-old girl who is missing in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin? And this is one of those prayers that is often answered and answered pretty promptly. For some reason, God honors, you know, this chaplet and this prayer. The police department there in Chippewa Falls is looking for a little 10-year-old girl. Her name is Lily. She's a fourth grader. And she's gone. Went to visit her at her aunt's home and never returned. So canine units are out looking for her. They were searching the local area. She might be in a wooded area. They're not quite sure exactly what happened. She's wearing a purple zip and black stretch pants and gray shoes if anybody happens to see her. But we'll pray right now for her return. One final intention here. This one always touches me. Gene, I'm praying for you. Could you please pray for my son who is incarcerated? Pray that he gets permission to have visitations with his daughter, who he misses very much. Just some of the many intentions that are written here. I see them all. I'm going to pray for them all. I'm going to do my best to bring them to our spiritual family here. But let's pray for the incarcerated, those that have no one to pray for them. And I want to pray especially for those who have been falsely accused, too. And there's a lot of innocent people also behind bars. So I'm praying today with my colleague, Maggie. Maggie, great to have you with me as always. Anything you want to lift up as we start?
Hi, Drew. I want to lift up anyone who might be going to the Walk to Mary next week, and that their intentions would be heard. I walked the whole way last year, and my life completely changed.
You want to share that? I mean, basically, Maggie came up. She worked for Dave Ramsey, and she wanted to volunteer her time. She took a week to come and volunteer for Relevant. And then, is that when you were introduced to the Walk to Mary and then you decided to do it afterwards?
Yeah, Valerie, our HR Gal said, you should come that week because the Walk to Mary is that weekend. And I was like, that sounds awesome. I want to do that. And so I did the Walk to Mary. My ankles were swollen for 2 weeks straight after. But then, yeah, lots of life changes happened after that. And it's funny to see now a year later how different my life is.
Including working now for Relevant Radio and being on the air with me right here. I mean, we prayed the chapel together when you visited.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever thought you would be a producer on the show? I love that, though, because that's the way God works, isn't it? We don't see how his blessings come. I mean, they're often hidden. We're not looking for them. And he opens doors that we may never have thought would have happened. And you took that walk. You prayed for God to work in your life, and boom.
Drew, and even do you remember my last day there at the office? I popped into the studio really quick so that you could sign my Divine Mercy book that you had given me. Right. And I happened upon that book this morning getting ready for work, and I opened it up and saw what you had inscribed in the front of the book, and I was like, man, God is good.
Do you remember?
You just said, keep being a great witness to the faith and like God bless you. And I was like, oh.
Aww. That's so sweet. That's awesome. Maggie, it's good to have you with me. I know you're going to pray with me today as well, and I know that you're going to go ahead and share some of the Twitter intentions. So if you don't get through on the phone lines, Twitter's at Drew Mariani Show. You can also follow me at Drew Mariani. And you were sharing with me, a lot of people are coming back to Twitter now that Elon Musk has taken it over.
Yes.
That's good to see. So hopefully it'll be a place of free speech. And hopefully you and I can hang out there in cyberspace outside of the show here. So it's always good to have you. Doing that as well. Also, just coming up, you know, Maggie's talking about how God works miracles in her lives, and I know she can testify to many of those. After the chaplet, I hope you'll stay with me. I don't know if you heard the story of a Michigan woman who was bound to a wheelchair, needed a breathing tube, received an absolutely miraculous healing, and was healed in an instant. And we think of these things relegated for the saints and for history. God works miracles every day, and he can take you out of that wheelchair. He can take you out of that hospice bed. He can free you from your cancer. He can reunite your relationship. He can do anything. So let's pray right now. And, of course, we'll give witness coming up in a few moments. We'll be joined by Dr. Mary Healy, who actually drowned in a kayaking accident in Chile, had a near-death experience. She was there when that miracle happened. So stay with me. Let's pray now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born of the Virgin, Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Joe in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. Hi, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you, Drew, for taking my call. I just wanted to say, I've been saying the chaplet for over a year right now, every day. God took my dad in October, which was very sad. However, it allowed my wife and I to put our house on the market, and we sold it on Sunday, Drew. Oh, wow. And we sold it for more money than we could ever ask for. And I'm telling you, the chaplet, I'm telling everybody, the chaplet works. Have trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. It works.
Joe, I love your testimony. I love your witness. And I love the day that that happened. If those who are tuned in may not realize, Sunday, after imploring God's mercy for such a long time, Sunday was the great feast of divine mercy, and the Lord said that on that day, all the floodgates through which graces flow are open. And I'll tell you, he rewards us in all sorts of ways, temporally and spiritually. Joe, let's pray in Thanksgiving. Let's pray for the soul of your parents. Let's pray in particular for all the intentions you have in your heart. And Lord, I give you those trying to sell homes now, trying to purchase a home, qualify for that mortgage. Lord, I want to pray for those who are struggling financially, who really need certain things to happen in order to be able to get by. I lift up these souls to you. And Lord, I pray for those weak in faith. Show them your mercy, Lord. I pray for many miracles to unfold today, and I thank you for the miracle that took place in the life of Joe. And we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Amy in Plymouth, Minnesota. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. My friend Sharon was just hit by a car. She goes to our church in St. Raphael's Church, and she's a pillar of the church, you know, and her daughter called me to ask for prayers. So I'm asking everyone to please pray for Sharon. We don't know the extent of her injuries, but we know there are some broken bones. So thank you.
You got it, Amy. Let's pray for you too, okay? And we'll pray for an absolute speedy recovery right now. Lord, you are the divine physician, as we're going to hear in just about 30 minutes of how your touch resurrected a broken body. I pray for this friend who was hit by this vehicle this afternoon. I pray for all those in critical care. I'm going to pray for my buddy, Jay, who is recovering from his surgery. I want to pray for all those suffering complications. And Lord, I just give you the bodies. I give you those who are victims of accident, tragedy, violence, and abuse. And I pray for their physical healings and their psychological healings. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And I just got a text here during this chaplet. I want to send a shout out to an Uber driver in Las Vegas. His name is Angel, listening to the chaplet with us right now. So, Angel, thanks for listening. Thanks for praying with us. Before I go to our next call, let me bring Maggie in. She monitors our Twitter feed, and we'd love to take your intentions there, too. So feel free to do that at Drew Mariani Show. And if you don't make it on the air, we'll certainly try to get you on through there. Maggie, what's coming in?
Well, first, I just wanted to lift up a happy birthday intention for Drew.
Hey.
His birthday was yesterday. And Cheryl wrote to us and said, Drew, could you please pray for the soul of a 10-year-old girl named Lily who was murdered last night? I think this is the little girl that went missing, Drew, that you were talking about earlier. So now this has become an investigation. So let's lift up that family who's definitely suffering. Matt wrote to us and said, for the chaplet, I ask for prayers for my wife's job interview tomorrow. She would be the director of religious education. This is right up her alley, and it's something that she's very passionate about, and she would do an incredible job. Annalisa wrote to us and said, please say a prayer for my grandma. She suffers with dementia in hospital, and it's making it difficult for nurses and doctors to help her because she gets confused. She says, we're so blessed, though, to still have her, even though she doesn't remember us. And David wrote, this kind of made me smile, because don't we all feel like this sometimes? David said, pray that God forgives me for my foolishness. He knows he knows what it is.
I love that. Yeah, we all do. We're all pretty foolish sometimes, aren't we? Lord, please forgive us for our foolishness. I love that. Is that it, Maggie?
That's it.
All right, well, we'll take Gemma here, too. I love it. Lord, I give you, first of all these intentions that have come in. You know the needs and the wants and the desires. Just ask that you keep those floodgates open today, that your grace flow, that healing take place, that prayers be answered, that people can feel, see, and really experience your divine mercy. Gemma is in Central Valley, California. Gemma, thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to pray for my conversion of my husband and for my daughter, that her faith, she may have a strong faith and find a good Catholic husband, and also pray for the healing of my friend. We had a surgery, surgery yesterday, and another friend, she was suffering for a long time, rheumatoid, many health problems.
Yeah.
And also with the other, all other intentions, my faith, and this.
And beautiful.
Thank you.
Gemma, thank you for your beautiful prayers. I'm glad to have you here with us. I want to pray for the conversion of your husband and your daughter. I want to pray for all those who are looking for spouses. Lord, if that's the vocation, open the door. And I pray right now for the future spouses of my own children. We pray for good, virtuous, and holy relationships, Lord. And I just give you, Gemma, every one of those intentions she voiced. And I unite her prayers to those written, those now being lifted up to you. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
You know, during Divine Mercy Sunday, I asked the Lord in particular that this day moving forward, that there would be even a greater anointing on this chaplet, that there'd be many, many answered prayers. And I hope God hears your prayers and just keep trusting in him. And it's really the key to all of these intentions that we lift up. Kathleen is praying in Little Falls, Minnesota. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Drew, and a belated happy birthday. And I hope shake your hand at the Walk for Mary.
That'd be great.
I'm going for the first time with a friend. But anyway, I have a homebound friend. She is 87 and has been praying for her son, who has had a compromised immune system and many medical issues since he was 2 years old. And he's now in his 60s, early 60s, and he needs surgeries. And he hesitates to make the decision to have the surgeries because the chances of his immune system fighting the infection are not in his favor. So I am asking for a miracle for them.
All right, let's pray together for it, Kathleen. Thank you. I want to pray for you, too. Okay, thank you for your beautiful birthday wishes. And Lord, I know you know your daughter and bring her to you. And I just ask you to bless her for her selflessness and for all those prayers that she asks of you, that you'll be merciful to her. But I do pray for anyone facing surgery. I want to pray for this man in particular, anyone with a compromised immune system. Lord, I give you the sick. I give you the body right now, those facing surgery, those in recovery from surgery, Lord. And I just ask for your healing touch once again as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Martha is listening in Wisconsin, actually praying with us there. Hi, Martha. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you. I'd like to pray for our granddaughter, who's 21. She has an eating disorder. It's just repeating itself, and she's lost the will to live. She wants to live, but she just doesn't have the energy to do it. So we need prayer for her life. Also for her sister, who has no friends at 17 and so desperate, she's just depressed all the time. And then for myself, I just got a cancer. I got the results of a cancer thing today. So anyway, for strength to go through this,
well, you
and
are,
healing if possible.
You're an incredible lady, Martha. And you just got some devastating news. And look, let's pray for good results for you especially, okay? I'm going to do that. But we'll pray for that 21-year-old granddaughter. I know much you must love her. But I pray for anyone who's suffering with anorexia, anybody with bulimia, anybody who cuts or self-mutilates. Lord, I want to pray for those battling depression and anxiety. It's an epidemic. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. It's like, I cannot get over how many young people struggle and have to carry that heavy cross. And Lord, I just ask for liberation. I ask for healing. I ask for new beginnings for these souls. And I ask in particular for Martha, that these cancerous cells you vanquish, that you allow her healing. And if it's through medical means you bring about her healing, then we thank you for that. Give her fortitude. I pray for all those with cancer, all those with these many, many ailments. Vicki is calling and listening to us in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I'll get her on this fifth decade as well. Vicki, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. This is Vicki. Just talking about 10-year-old Lily who was found dead. And I just wanted to pray for the repose of her soul, but also for the mercy of the person who did this, and that they find him soon, and for the suffering of their family members.
Well, Vicki, God bless you. Yeah, it's true Christian virtue. And I think of the death of Maria Goretti, who actually prayed and forgave the very man who stabbed her to death. And ultimately, he would sit at her beatification. So even though it's hard to pray for those who hurt us and wound us, especially who perpetrate such maliciousness and evil, to pray for their conversion, for God's mercy on them, it's what we're called to do. It's what mercy is. And Lord, I know you can bring good out of every situation. I pray for this family that has lost this beautiful 10-year-old girl. I pray for this man or whoever it is that has perpetrated this horrible crime. We pray for his conversion. Lord, I pray you've been brought to justice, but I ask that your mercy envelop him. And I pray for all those who are the victim of abuse, violence. I pray for their abusers. Lord, I give you these horrible situations that sometimes are so hard to pray for. We pray for the conversion of Russia. We pray for our world leaders. I pray for all those now who have so many crosses, so many wounds, who are struggling emotionally and psychologically and physically and financially and in their relationship. And I bring these souls to you. I immerse them in the ocean of your mercy as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Maria Goretti,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Stay with me. When we come back, maybe you're saying, look, God's not going to hear my prayer. I've been praying for a long time. I've got an incurable disease, or I'm battling cancer, or, you know, my problem's just too big. I say pray big. You're going to hear the amazing story of a Michigan woman who had such a horrible disorder, she was bound to a wheelchair, needed help breathing. God healed her in an instant. You'll also hear from a doctor who died and returned, was there when this happened. Stay with me.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
You know, we receive over a million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters Studio Line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor can support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Where was it Mary Ely that said? She had explained that when people reach out their hands while they're worshiping, think about it as if your hands are up and you're reaching for your father as a child. And when you were a child and you'd reach up and you'd just ask your dad to hold you. And so that night while the music was going on, I reached up and I just said, I need you, and I need you to hold me and just take care of me.
And at that time, there was a word of knowledge that somebody's lungs were being reinflated. And she looked at me and said, you know,
I felt like there was somebody had turned water on in both of my ears, and it was going down my body.
So she removed her vent, and at that point, you know, we had been working between two, our portable vent and our home vent, and the batteries and keeping them plugged in. And you know, if she came apart at the neck or from the vent at any time, you know, it was an emergency to get her reconnected because she just wasn't breathing. And here she just removed it, and there was no panic, no emergency, and I'm like, the vent's off.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I love that. Look, we pray in this hour every day. We turn to God's great mercy, and I can't tell you how many miracles are reported on a regular basis. In our studios in Green Bay, there's what we have called a wall of mercy. And there are books filled with these answered prayers that have come in. Cancers that disappear, you know, paralyzed who now walk, the blind who can see. I mean, just miracles. Legal cases that were thrown out where people would face, you know, hardship and incarceration. I mean, with God, all things are possible, you know. And yet we live in a time today, and I think in our own we do ourselves a disservice because we not that there's anything wrong with science. I think God has given us our intelligence and our intellect and has given us medicine and science and technology to work things out, to make life better. But to rely on that exclusively and not to really trust or believe that God is an intimate part of your life, that he can heal you in an instant, just like he did in the days of the apostles, right? If you're reading along with the Church of the Acts, you know, the Church of the Acts, the Church in the Acts of the Apostles, you know, this Easter season, you're going to notice something about those readings. A lot of signs and wonders in them, right? This past Sunday, you heard about people bringing the sick and the lame to the streets of Jerusalem just so that they might be lucky enough to have Peter's shadow fall on them. I was struck by that when I was listening to that reading. They had such faith that even if the shadow of Peter fell on them, it could bring about a healing. It might heal whatever ailed them. That included evil spirits being expelled. That's faith. That's trust. And yet those things took place. They were common. So since the first days of the infant church, there have been all sorts of miraculous healings being reported all over the world. But something's happened in those intervening years. And I don't know whether people just lowered their expectations of what God can do. Maybe we relegated the miraculous to something that only happens through the intercession of the saints or Marian apparitions or places like Lourdes. I don't know. Maybe we lost sight of the fact that God, you know, can use us to work his healing in other people's lives. There's a great story that has just surfaced. I just saw it a few days ago, and I wanted to invite two key players of this miracle on the air to help strengthen your own faith, to answer your questions, to share their story. There's a beautiful woman named Dani Lorien. She was the recipient of a miraculous healing at a recent healing service at St. Mary's Cathedral in Lansing, Michigan. And we'll post the story for you. You can read it and share some of the audio. Dani was wheelchair-bound. She relied on a machine to help her breathe. And after going to a service led by none other than Dr. Mary Healy, and you might remember her. She's a professor of sacred scripture at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. She's a powerful, powerful speaker and very anointed by God. She believes God can work healing through any of us. So after going to the healing service last month, she now walks and breathes on her own. And it's great to have both of them with us. Dr. Healy, welcome. And Dani, welcome. It's good to have you both here.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Dani, before I start with you, let me talk to Dr. Mary Healy. Let me just ask you a question because I don't know whether I might be connecting you with somebody else. Were you the physician that had the near-death experience in Chile, or is that a different Dr. Mary Healy?
That's not me. I've never heard of a Mary Healy who had a near-death experience in Chile.
Well, you ought to look that up. It's a great story. She got caught under an underpinning rock while she was kayaking and crossed the other side and came back. So, no, it's a great story. I'll have to have her on. She was with me years ago. When I saw the name, I'm like, two Dr. Mary Healy's. Could this be the same one? No. So it's good to have you. I know many people follow your great work. You're a brilliant teacher. And my daughter loves your work, by the way, too. She's been following a lot of what you do.
Thank you.
But let's start with this story. Let's talk a little bit about what happened with Dani. And Dani, why don't we start with you? Share your story. What was ailing you? What was your condition like? And take us through that incredible day.
Well, I have I had a trach, and I had developed a something called POTS, which stands for postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and that happened in 2009. So, for the 13 years I was in the wheelchair, and in 2017 I also had the trach put in because of frequent pneumonias and lung infections. They were having trouble intubating me anymore. So they tried putting the trach in, and that was successful. And then in 2019, I started needing the ventilator at nighttime. And then things continued to become more difficult to breathe. So in the end of 2021, I started using the vent 24/7 because I experienced something called
dynamic airway, excessive dynamic airway collapse, and tracheobronchial malaise, meaning that the cartilage was gone around my trachea, and I was able to inhale, but on an exhale, the trachea would collapse, and I was unable to breathe on my own.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow,
that's unbelievable. So you ended up going to a Catholic healing service. I know your story is much more detailed than that. I was reading a little bit about you and your husband, but you decided to go to a Catholic healing service held at St. Mary's Cathedral. This was just
correct.
Back in March. Dr. Healy, let me turn to you. Maybe set the scene. What was going on there? What were you talking about? And take us through that day.
Sure. Well, it was the third evening of a three-evening parish mission at the cathedral. They told me only after it began that it was the first mission that they had in anyone's memory. At least 30 years, they had not had a parish mission. So they really wanted me to speak about the Lord and his power and his love and what he wants to do in our lives. So I did that, and on the third night, we planned a healing service. And one of the beautiful things that the parish did was that the youth group went out on the streets that day before the healing service to invite people so that it would really be an evangelistic event. And, you know, that's part of the whole point. The Lord said, preach the gospel to the whole world, and these signs will accompany those who believe. So healings and miracles are meant to be especially for the sake of evangelizing the lost. So they did just that. And the really cool thing is that Dani went with the youth group to do that. And, you know, despite the fact that she was in a wheelchair on a ventilator, you know, so not exactly a walking advertisement for healing. Nevertheless, she went out with the youth group to invite people. And sure enough, at least one person that she invited came. And so that evening, I set the scene by first making sure we had a time of praise and worship. And we had a wonderful young adult band to lead praise and worship. And I said, this is the most important part of the evening because I'm not the healer. It's Jesus who is the healer. And it's as we come into his presence that our faith is aroused and that we begin to understand just how great he is and just how much he loves us and how much he wants to demonstrate his power and his mercy in our lives. So we had a beautiful time of worship, really coming into the presence of the Lord. And Dani told me afterward that during the time of praise and worship, she looked over and she saw this guy that she had invited on the street, and he was there. And that she had the thought, wow, it's so great that he's here. You know, this is not about me. This is about him. And I thought that was so beautiful that she forgot herself, even though she had such tremendous need for healing, and was just happy to see this person off the street coming into church to worship the Lord. So,
I love the fact you also led with prayer and thanksgiving. I mean, praise and thanksgiving. I think it's so important. So often, all we do is ask. We also have to
pray. Exactly.
An important part of prayer is giving God thanks for not just the blessings, but sometimes the crosses, these opportunities for grace. Doctor, stay with me. Dani, stay with me. I'm going to take a short pause. I'm up against the clock here. When I come back, let's talk about what happened. We'll talk about what happened that moment that the Lord allowed you to get up out of that wheelchair. Doctor, we can talk about much more of this as well, this healing ministry, because I see God working miracles all the time, yet people so often, they're blind to it. We'll talk about what blocks that healing and what obstacles we can remove to open those channels of grace when I return. You know, we receive over 1 million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters Studio Line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor can support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
When you pray, pray big. Pray for everything. You don't have to tone it down. God has the ability to do anything.
Amen. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that's part of my belief, no doubt. You know, my father always said to me, Drew, you can hold out a small cup, God can fill that. You can hold out a big cup, God can fill that one just as easily. So why hold out a small cup? Why do we limit God with small intentions? Pray big. St. Faustina said the same thing, right? One of the things that wounds the Lord is our distrust. You know, he says that so often souls don't ask for enough, that we underestimate him. So pray big. Pray that that cancer leaves you, that the paralysis, you know, is vanquished. You know, pray for that mobility. Pray for that new relationship you're seeking. You know, pray for that spiritual healing or the lifting of that depression. It doesn't matter what your cross is. God's more powerful than it. He can lift it. He can remedy it. You know, this April would have marked Danny Lurian's 13th year confined to a wheelchair. Instead, though, for probably the past month or so, she's been strolling around Lansing, Michigan, as those those dozen infirm years had never happened, right? They're a distant memory. You would never have known. She went to a Catholic healing service, and it was led by Dr. Mary Healy. At one point, she felt moved to stand up and walk on her own. At that same moment, she was able to eschew the ventilator that she had to wear constantly for months up to that point. And she says it's a miracle. Her husband, Doug, who's worked as a nurse for the past 37 years, agrees. And I'm joined by both Danny and Dr. Healy today. And let's pick up on the story here. So, Doctor, you're leading this healing service. You know, the faithful had went out. You did prayer. You did praise and thanksgiving. Bring me to that moment. Because if I remember correctly, you had an interior inspiration or revelation that there was a healing taking place. So to bring us to that moment in time, what went down?
Sure. Well, during every healing service, I use the gift of words of knowledge. And if there are others who have that gift as well, I encourage them to do it. So there were several young adults and others who had words of knowledge, as well as myself, about specific conditions the Lord was healing. And one of the ones was that the Lord is inflating somebody's lungs. Now, I was aware of Danny being there. I'd seen her in her wheelchair, and I knew she was on a ventilator. So I didn't know if that word applied to her or somebody else. And, you know, any time you get a word like this, you're not sure if it's from the Lord or just from yourself. But to take a risk in faith by speaking it out is crucial. So I spoke it out, didn't see of any immediate consequence. I wasn't aware at that moment what was happening with Danny, how she unplugged her ventilator. But it was a little bit later when other people were coming up to the front to testify to being healed, and people were sharing what the healing they had experienced right there. I look over and I see Danny walking down the aisle with her husband Doug, and I didn't know for sure if she was, you know, able to walk without the wheelchair, because sometimes people can be in a wheelchair but they can walk a little bit. You know, I didn't know her full story, but when they came up to the front, her husband Doug began explaining her condition, and he was sobbing, and Danny was sobbing, and the youth minister who knew them was sobbing, seeing her walk. And I began to realize just how big this was, and from that point on, several times I just saw Danny walking around the church. And a little bit later, I went over to her and I realized she was shaking, just from the power of the encounter with the Lord and what he had done, and just her being overwhelmed with what he had done. And all she could say was, "This is real. This is real. This is real."
Wow. So Danny, what went on with you? I'd love to hear what happened that moment with Danny as well. I mean, Danny, did you feel something in you? Was there a warmth? Was this an act of faith on your part? What about your healing?
Oh, I definitely felt something. And earlier, and I think you'd played a piece of it, but I had, Dr. Healy had said that when you are worshiping God and you're praising Him and you're asking Him for something, lift your hands up to Him just as if you're a child wanting to be picked up and held. And so that's exactly what I did, is I just put my hands up and just told God I needed Him and hold me. And at that moment, it was way beyond just words. It was way beyond just a hope. It was as if I was standing right there with Him and He was reaching to me. And I could see that and hear that and taste it and feel it. And it was as if if this had happened at any other point of my life, I think I would have said, is this really happening? But somehow nothing left any room for doubt anywhere in my mind. And I knew that He was right there with me. And so at that point for the rest of the evening, I'm a little, I was kind of in a little shock of my own. And I sat down and I could feel as if somebody had turned water on in both of my ears and it was just kind of running down inside my body. Mm. And then the words were spoken that someone's lungs were being reinflated, and I wasn't sure what to think. And then I looked at my husband and I asked him, should I try taking the ventilator off? And he was unsure. And so he turned back around and was looking up front, and I slowly took the ventilator off, and I felt a breath go in and come back out. And then there was another one. And then another one, and by the fourth breath, I just knew there's no way, and that I was doing this on my own without any effort. And I turned to my mother, who was looking at me, and my eyes are full of tears, and she's looking at me and trying to comfort me because she didn't realize the vent was off. And she was just telling me that, you know, honey, it's okay. Tonight, this might not be your night, but you know, God is still working miracles. And so my husband turned around then, and he says, Mom, the vent is off. And at that point, we all knew what was going on. Wow. And my husband said, you know, we need to go up front and share this. And yep. So he stood up, and I was on the outside of the pew, and he walked in front of me to get the chair, and he wasn't sure what to do because at that point I was able to stand for a short length of time. Mm-hmm. And I had started being able to take some steps, very guarded steps, with a walker and my therapist there to hold me up and make sure I didn't fall. And my husband was trying to figure out how to get me to the chair to get up there and tell him. And I looked at him and I said, we can just walk.
Wow.
And I took his hand and we just walked. And
wow.
I knew I could, even though I hadn't done it yet. And we did. And I was,
that's great.
Yeah. I was blown away.
Well, Danny, I only have a moment or two left. First of all, your story is great, and I love it, and you're a witness to the power of God's healing touch. And Doctor, I love your witness, too. Before time escapes, I just want to get people plugged into the story. If they want to learn more, Dr. Healy, I think you have a website, right? Do you have a website people can get connected to, or where's the best way to get more info on the story?
Well, there's nothing on the story on my website. My website just has articles I've written and some talks. It's drmaryhealy.com.
Okay.
But the story you can find on CNA, and a few other outlets have published it. So you'd probably just have to kind of Google search for it.
Yeah, we'll put a link up on Twitter to the story for anyone who wants it, at Drew Mariani Show. You can find the story there. And of course, check out Dr. Healy. Doctor, I just love this because you are convinced. I was reading you believe that here miracles and signs and wonders, they are meant to be an intrinsic part of the mission of the church, and you know they're also meant to be part of this evangelistic, you know, aspect of our faith too. And yet people don't tend to believe in them. What advice would you give to somebody who's weak in faith and says, miracles are for somebody else, not for me? What advice would you give that person praying for that miracle in their life?
I would say fill your mind with truth. Truth from the Gospels. So read the stories of Jesus's healings in the Gospels and of the apostles and other early Christians in Acts. Read them again and again, because this is the Word of God. Read stories of the saints who have done healings in the mighty name of Jesus. Read of contemporary healings. My book, Healing, is full of stories of contemporary healings. And allow the Lord to renew your mind.
Doctor, I'm going to bring you back. We'll talk much more about this in the future. I'd love to spend some time camping out on it. But my thanks to both you and Danny. I'll be right back.